All right, ready? I'm Meredith.
I'm Elise. And this is your 20s. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody, did you hear the news? I broke my arm. She broke her arm. Do you really
want to
know?
Is that SNL?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with Mariner SNL.
How I broke my arm.
If anyone listening knows that reference, I do not, and
it's
I apologize.
Emma, what's her name? Emma. Emma.
Emma.
Her name is Emma.
Emma. Emma.
No, she's a good one.
She's funny. She's a funny
one. She's an
actress. I love SNL, though. I need to watch it more. I used to watch it all the time in high school.
It's sometimes, like, I feel like it's very hit or miss.
Really?
Sometimes it's like, holy shit, I'm rolling on the ground laughing. Then other times I'm like, nah, not for me. Not
anyway, funny. Welcome to This Is Your 20s, season 2. We are on season 2.
Yes.
If you are new to the show, thank you for tuning in. This is a podcast to help you with your 20s. Oh. And help you throw every obstacle of your 20s and... We're going to talk about real shit on this show.
Yeah. And so we want to make sure that we are making it very clear what the show is about mm-hmm. so that people, when they see our flyers or whatever, they see the name, they're kind of like, oh, it's just two girls chit-chatting about being 20.
Cute.
And that's not it. It's about the issues that you face while you're going through this decade. And those can be very all-encompassing issues, anything and everything. They can be... For example, let's run through the list. What have we talked about? We've talked about faith and spirituality. We've talked about alternative career paths.
Yeah, that's a big theme on the show.
Yeah, entrepreneurship mindset, baby.
Yes.
We've talked about
side hustles.
What else have we talked about?
Body positivity. That's a big
Mental health awareness. Today, we're talking about social media.
And this is a... huge topic because, like, let's face it, everyone has social media. Every single person. And, like, if you don't...
Unless you're a hermit.
And if you don't use, like, the mainstream, like, Instagram or, I don't know, Twitter or whatever, you still...
You have a niche for yourself.
You still use, like, something, like, maybe you're a Reddit person or
right.
a... You know, you interact with social media in some way. So we are going to talk about it today.
Yeah, we are. And this is, like, I feel like this is kind of a long-awaited topic, but also something we kind of touch on in almost every episode that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. It's so all-encompassing that it kind of touches, like, everything in life in some ways, especially in our modern-day world. And so... I know it's a big thing that you really strive to work on and use as a platform for your messaging with body positivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I've started to try to use for mental health awareness. And obviously the whole world of the influencer is like a gigantic thing nowadays. Everyone wants to be an influencer.
I can't wait to talk about that. It's so interesting to me.
Yeah. And everyone wants, you know, to be... I mean, famous based off of living off their phone, which I don't blame them. I would want to be that too. That's a great way to make money. And while you're living like a dream life.
Yeah.
But obviously we know that there are a lot of pitfalls to social media.
We're going
to
talk about the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, all of it.
Yes.
All of it. Let's start with some.
Also, wait, I would like to make an announcement.
Okay.
I need to start saying like less. I noticed during the Q&A video, I say like so often. And I've noticed myself doing it already. And so if I'm talking slower than normal, it's because I'm trying to contain my likes. It's really hard for me. It's how I talk. It's just how I've talked since I was a young person.
I feel like it's just so common. It's just so natural. You know, like we need filler words to like.
Yeah. And my dad always gets on my ass about it. And he's always like. See, I just did it again. He's always like, don't go into an interview, like cut down on your likes a little bit. And I just, it's so hard for me to do it. And it is hard.
We're trained to do it.
It does make me sound stupider. I hate to admit it, but I was listening to one of our podcasts the other day while I was driving to Indy. I'm like, God, I sound like such a dumbass. And I'm not a dumbass.
Right, you are so smart.
I assure you all, I'm not a dumbass, but I sound like one. So we're going to work on it. Also,
self-improvement.
Someone said that we need to cuss less. And to that I say, fuck you. We are not going to cuss less.
Oh, My mom is the one who said
that. Oh my God.
Love you, Mom.
So
love
sorry,
you, Mom.
Mrs. Haskell. I did not mean that to you personally.
I think there's been a couple episodes where we get like super heated and we just like throw around
it's
words.
Just
we do not
I
mean to offend
myself.
Anyone by this language. This is just how we express ourselves. So yeah. We apologize if anyone was offended.
Yeah. Also, I actually sincerely apologize to Mrs. Haskell. I really wasn't saying fuck. I didn't really realize it was you. I should have said, and to that I say, never.
Instead, we went a different
fuck
route.
Fuck you.
A different route. Love you, Mom. Thanks
right.
for listening.
Yes, I love you. Thank you for listening to us.
I love my mom because she's like our biggest fan, and it makes me really
That's
happy.
Awesome.
She's like, as soon as an episode dropped, she's like, love the episode. She's like,
aww.
This is great. This was great. This is great. Like, we talked about in a previous episode how it's important how people, like, point out specific things in our episodes that we talk about.
It's really helpful.
My mom is really good at, you know, like listening all the way through and just like being supportive. So thanks, moms. Love you.
Thank you. I don't think any of my family listens to this podcast
yet.
So if you're listening now, I hate you.
This is like months later after this is released. They're like, oh shit.
Oh, shit. Just kidding. Just kind of disappointed, but I'm giving you room to improve. So you're not canceled yet.
Canceled.
But you might be soon.
We are also going to talk about
cancel culture.
Because it is.
That was like insane. How I just, you just let me do it.
I just stopped because I kind of knew you were just going to take that.
I'm so sorry.
But we're going to talk about a lot of things. Let's dive in.
Let's
you know?
Dive in metaphorically, physically. Wish there was a pool right now. It's beautiful outside.
It is so. Can we talk about the weather really quick before we dive
gorgeous.
In?
Gorgeous.
I mean,
stunning.
By the time.
Amazing. Never been done before.
What is that from?
It's like a Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Quote.
Oh, yes. I love that. She's like giving awards or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she's like gorgeous, amazing, life changing, life giving. Never been done before.
Iconic.
Cannot put words to it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm making all of this up, but it's the general gist of the idea. Anyway,
what were we talking about?
Metaphorically diving into
right.
what we're going to talk about.
What are some pros of social media?
Pros.
Let's start positive because there are a lot
positivity.
Of cons.
We need some positivity in this world, don't
mm-hmm.
we?
Mm-hmm.
It's a negative one mm-hmm. we live in
mm-hmm.
these days.
Oh, we're talking about the weather. By the time this drops, it'll be really nice out, so thank goodness.
Or
I'm
it'll
done
be
with the
really
cold.
Cold because of global warming
or
and
that.
Climate change.
Or that. Or that. Or that.
I'm sorry. I'm like really...
This
angry
is a strange
today.
Episode.
Yeah, no, I like it.
All right, here we go.
The dot.
Pros,
the
I have one.
Dot. Okay.
You can connect with so many different types of people with social media. Then that did not exist years ago, but when social media, like Facebook was kind of revolutionary. Who invented Facebook? What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
He had a genius idea. Like, I know Facebook has had their run-ins with, like, privacy issues and advertisements for advertisements and stuff like that, but the main idea of how it all started was to connect people and like keep up with like family and friends. Like that is genius. Like that's
yeah.
that's such a cool thing that I am able to do. I'm able to keep up with my cousins who live across the country
right.
who I haven't talked to, like, but I know what they're doing well, and
yeah.
I you know, it's cool.
No, I think it's yeah, and I think it's amazing. I think it's creates an online community, communal space that it was never been done before. It makes life a lot more convenient. But then on the flip side of that, I think that's dangerous as well, because it kind of encourages people to isolate themselves because they don't need to go out anymore and meet up with those people to see them. So they just say, oh, I'll just do it over chat, or I'll post a status update, and that's good. And then, like, you know, family reunions or any sort of one-on-one communication is just
they're different. Yeah,
it's just not really a thing anymore.
Yeah. So a con would be you can completely make up who you are online, and that's
catfish.
that can be really hurtful to like yourself as a person and like your identity and your God complex, you know.
Yeah,
like I feel like everyone has to have a God complex to have any type of following on social media. They have to like
they have to think that they have something special.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing. I think everyone should think they have something special and something to give to this world, but you need to like kind of be on your high horse, and I don't think that's always good for, you know, everyone to be competing to be on the highest horse.
it's incredibly mentally draining, and
yeah, especially for young kids who like have the apps. Like we started getting Instagram like what, in middle school?
I think I got my Instagram when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah, and think of how what's the word I'm looking for, It's like vulnerable or just like very impressionable. That's the word. Think of how impressionable we are at that age. And, you know, we believe that's anything terrible that we see. And when we see someone like the highlight reel on their Instagram, and we see someone like where it looks like they're living their best life. Drake literally has a song about it. And it's completely false to like maybe what their reality is. Like that can mess with a lot of young minds.
Yeah. Well, I think to myself, I'm impressionable as it is now, and I'm 22 years old. So definitely. I can't, and your brain is not fully developed till you're 25 years old.
That's crazy to me, first of all.
Right. No, it's insane because everything that you're doing, you know, like you, I think I have my shit together now, but in reality, that could change. Like my perception of myself and what I think I know could definitely change in 3 years when I'm actually fully developed. But yeah, I'm thinking them. Eighth grade Meredith didn't know what the fuck was going on ever. Ever. I was literally just flying by the seat of my pants hoping for the best. I mean, I was being told where to go, what to do, what to wear. I showed
up for school every day.
I did that. And then the only freedom that you really have from the life you're living as a kid under supervision is to go on social media, and then you can create a world for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it could be, so I think it could potentially be really a positive thing for some people who struggle
to express themselves.
Yeah, who struggle socially, maybe in person, have trouble making friends. I think those online communities can be possibly very healthy for those people and a good outlet. And I think it can also help people that are struggling with self-expression and maybe gender identity or their sexual identity or who they are, how they express themselves, that's maybe not accepted in an outside world. There is most definitely somewhere on the internet a niche community that you can find.
You can relate to.
That you can relate
to. You can have a family,
And start to make yourself the person that you've always wanted to be on the inside. And I think that's amazing because I'm thinking of all of the kids, you know, even when we were growing up, who were perhaps struggling with their sexual identity or gender identity or whatever it may be, and because had maybe literally no outlet.
Right. Then maybe their family's not supportive, their friends that like aren't supportive, or they just have no idea.
Right.
Like, it's good that you can find a group of like-minded people who understand and are going through the same thing. And you're like, wow, other people are going through the same thing. Like, I'm okay. You know,
right,
that is, that's a really good point.
Yeah. But it does worry me as well at that young of an age, because then there's also the other flip side of it where it can be dangerous. I mean, the internet can be very exploitative. I mean, like when I was younger, and first I can remember when I was first getting my Facebook and my AIM and all those accounts.
Yeah.
My mom was like a hawk watching over me. I mean, she was very nervous because that was in the time where the understanding of social media and privacy was a huge, that was like the biggest fear about social media, which privacy, I feel like now we don't even give a flying fuck.
We will,
I'll friend anyone.
Post,
post in anything. Someone will friend request me. I'm like, wait, who is
that's
this?
So funny because we were so paranoid, and our parents made us paranoid that like all our information out there is like someone's going to get us. And so I remember feeling that way. Like when I got my Facebook.
That was the biggest fear of social media, and now it's that it's creating a false life that people are trying to live up to in their real lives, and it's causing anxiety and depression and mental health issues and all and of the things under the sun for young people because they don't realize that that is not what's actually happening.
But I will say, I think social media has changed in the past, like probably 2 years even, to a more accepting culture rather than like, remember like the era of cyberbullying? How many movies were made about cyberbullying? And just like, everyone talked about cyberbullying in schools, all the posters, like don't cyberbully. I feel like cyberbullying is like kind of, not gone, obviously it still exists in a different way, I think.
Yeah.
But cyberbullying might be cancel culture. We should talk about that. But cyberbullying used to be a really big problem, and now I feel like we have, maybe it's a maturity thing, maybe it's our generation and younger generations can't relate to this, what I'm about to say, but our generation I feel like has really done a good job at promoting accepting culture. And I think like exposing the exposure of different types of people on social media helps society as a whole, because what's the biggest problem with like any type of conflict? it's miscommunication and like a lack of understanding. Yeah. So the fact that they can expose who they actually are and people can see that, I think that helps. I think that helps with like how many different people groups there are, and understanding like what's actually maybe like adding empathy to these people and like these people groups who usually in society wouldn't be accepted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think we see that with the body positivity movement very heavily.
I literally just gave a speech about it. Because there's a big movement, obviously, with body positivity and plus size models. But there's also been a bad side to that where it's like body shaming in a way where it's like you're promoting American obesity and the lifestyle of unhealthiness. But your size literally does not guarantee how healthy you are. Like that's just like an ignorant comment to make to someone who's a bigger body.
Yeah.
Like they are not like the same. Your size and your health are not coherent.
I think there are some exceptions to that though.
Definitely.
Like I think that there are some very heavily plus size models that mm-hmm. are just like, it's just morbid obesity, and I hate to say that, but you're kind of like, okay, I think
that's
there's
not
a
the
difference.
Point. The point is they love who they are, and I think that's more important. But I see what
yes.
you're saying.
No, I definitely, yeah. And we talked about this in the body positivity. You can still love who you are on the journey of becoming a healthier person.
True.
And so I think that is what's empowering there. I think it's saying, hey, maybe I'm not in the shape that I want to be in right now, or I'm not even going to say the shape. I'm not at a health level internally that I want to be in right now, but I'm going to love
my
myself
journey.
Along the way of getting there.
And that's important.
I think that's the true meaning of that.
Yeah.
I think that's, people need to not conflate the two, you know? And I think, I don't see a lot of that happening though. I don't think that's a huge, huge problem. Like I think for the most part, it's so loving and accepting. And some of the followers that are some of the girls that I follow, like Iskra Lawrence, do you know her? She's like,
I've heard the name.
She was the face of like the Airy Real campaign.
Love that. Yes,
yeah.
Airy. Good job.
So I absolutely love her because she's obviously a plus size model, but she always kind of shows like the before pictures that she had at the start of her career in the modeling industry.
Wow.
And she was really, really unhealthily thin because she was, you know, in the modeling industry and she had to be. But she was physically just genetically not built to be that way. And I think a lot of the models, the skinny, skinny girls in the industry are just genetically, I mean, obviously that it's riddled with eating disorders, but most of the time you're just genetically built that way.
Yeah.
Your bone structure
is
that way.
So much of it is genetics.
So much of it is genetics. And so she kind of forced herself to become a size that she just was never meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's at a very healthy weight for her body type, looks unreal, looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I bet she's happy.
She's happier.
In her body.
Well, and she, it's just the before and after, just showing that it's not all about what you look like on the outside that determines
your health.
You feel on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, she was talking about how she was miserable when she was that skinny because she was obviously, you know, restricting
not
herself to
right.
the point where
yeah.
she wasn't even living a full life at all. And
right.
now she's in the body that she's meant to be in. And I just think that's a beautiful, I don't know, I think it's a beautiful thing. And I also think it's a beautiful thing that girls are willing to show a weight loss journey and that's important to them too. And
mm-hmm.
the health accounts on
mm-hmm.
Instagram, I don't love the health accounts, but I like the idea behind them that
mm-hmm.
like, here I am, you can follow me. It's so easy to
mm-hmm.
get healthy just by the click of your phone. You don't need a
mm-hmm.
trainer, just you can... I have a plan for you.
Yeah. I learned a lot about like lifting from watching videos. Like social media is such a good
it's a
platform
resource.
For learning. Yeah. Like all the videos on like how to, and I feel like influencers, like they promote that. Like they post like say a fitness model or fitness guru who posts like lifting videos, like you're teaching young girls, you know, who may stumble across a video form, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like that's literally how I learned half of like form and stuff and how to kind of weight lift. But I think social media can be such a good thing. And I think it's only like toxic for people who aren't maybe open-minded or aren't willing to use social media in a beneficial way.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about this in the episode with beauty standards too, especially with kids. So it's you. And I think part of it is the people that don't understand social media are often the people that just cannot grasp onto the concept that it is not real life. It is a highlight reel, and so they take everything at face value.
Yeah.
And it cannot be taken that way. It must be taken with a grain of salt.
Everything. Every post.
It has to be. And then I think when it is, when people can realize, like, oh, this is just a little tiny bit of someone's life, and that does not mean that they are living a better life than me, and that I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not cool enough, right, or I'm not doing enough interesting things, and right, I need to change who FOMO. I am as a person.
Social media has created FOMO.
I think once people can realize that, then I think it's pretty much all beneficial from there. But realizing that comes with time, and unfortunately comes with some collateral damage of people just kind of having to go through that realization, which is not a fun realization.
Yeah.
I had to get rid of social media for a while, or learn to put it away, because mm-hmm. The comparison game for me was so, so toxic at the beginning of college for me, especially when I was seeing people posting, you know, it's all about angles. It's all about lighting. It's all about, you know, some people Facetune.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
just like, yes. We cannot.
We need to talk about girls editing their pictures and how to handle that, because a lot of people, like Meredith, obviously we're not going to say any names, but Meredith and I came across a post of a girl where it was just very obvious. It was completely Photoshopped, like edited, and it didn't even look anything close to real. It was a picture of a girl in a bikini, and it just kind of, a bit of me gets really sad when I see stuff like that, because I understand that mindset. I understand not being fully in love with, like, how your body looks and wanting to post a fire picture and wanting to get those likes and wanting to get, like, every girl wants
every girl's been there.
A bomb ass picture and put it up and feel good, you know? So the fact that she is editing means that she doesn't feel comfortable with how the picture turned out, and she wants to fix it and still post it and feel good about it.
Yeah.
So don't go at those girls with hatred. Don't screenshot and post on Twitter because it's funny. That's not a joke. Like, that's not a funny joke. That is someone's insecurity.
Yeah. You're perpetuating.
This is what you do.
It.
You look at the picture, you like it, and you move on with your fucking day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you move on.
Yeah.
You don't harass women who do that, because they obviously have something else going on that's bigger than, you know, what they're posting.
Absolutely. And that's only going to perpetuate their insecurities. They're going to feel the need to do it more, find a more realistic way to do it, whatever. And the thing is, it takes a very strong woman to be like, yeah, this is me. This is my cellulite. These are my stretch marks, my rolls. This is all of it. And not touch your picture at all.
Unapologetically
takes a very brave person to do that.
Definitely.
And not everybody is there yet.
Yeah.
And that is okay.
And that is okay.
And maybe they won't ever get there.
Yeah.
And that is also okay.
Yeah.
Leave them the fuck alone.
Help them with their journey. Yeah.
Help them in person. If they need help, if they're struggling in person, and you hear those insecurities, you lift another woman up and you tell them that you are beautiful. It is fine to be where you are right now.
Yes.
You don't encourage them to do anything, you know, don't encourage them to edit their pictures, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But don't
make fun of it.
Don't
make
fun of it in person, and don't make fun of it on social media, because all that's going to do is invite a bunch of other people to join in on the hate, because we all know with social media is very groupthink culture.
Yeah.
So if one person jumps on the bandwagon, that's all it takes for a couple of people to be like, oh, there's my invitation to dive right in. And that's not healthy, obviously.
That is literally cancel culture. We need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it is, I feel like people are realizing that cancel culture is actually really toxic. Like, we are all humans. We all fuck up. We're all learning. We're all growing.
Yeah.
You cannot say when one person fucks up that they are canceled, that everything they do is invalid for the rest of their life.
Right. No, it's
that
is so
just
messed
it's
up.
So you look dumb. You look dumb if you say that about someone else.
Because I'm sorry, but are you a perfect human being?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you've never fucked up.
Yeah. Are you sinless? Like, I'm sorry. Like, are you Jesus himself reincarnated? No, you are not. So, I mean, unless maybe you are, I don't know. But
you could be. Anything's possible.
Yeah,
but
it's sad, because you see, even like, you know, we hold, like, for example, influencers. I watch a lot of YouTube. So we hold these influencers to this standard. And, you know, it's brave for them to put their life online.
Their
Most of them
life.
Are making money from it. So I mean, it's not that hard to be brave at a certain when you're, point if your you're job. Making millions from it. But the point is, they're people too. They fuck up. They make mistakes. Mm-hmm. They are human.
Yeah.
And for everyone to jump on board and, yeah, invalidate their existence, essentially, yeah. is so sad and scary.
That is so scary. That is scary.
Because not only is that their livelihood and their income,
yeah.
but that's literally just how they view their validation and existence in the world.
Yeah. And what you do with those people is, like, even if you don't have, like, direct access to them, you educate them in any way how. Like, if someone messes up, you educate them. And this is where what you went wrong. Like, this is where you need to fix it. There you go. Like, there just needs to be less hatred and, jumping to conclusions on social media.
The messaging of it all.
It's messy.
And I'm thinking, this happened to me personally. I'm not going to name names.
Right,
but this happened to me last year on Instagram. And so I don't even really need to get in. It was not a big deal whatsoever.
It was a learning moment.
I posted a picture and I was in a country in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a picture from when I was in Mozambique.
And oh, yeah. You got to go to Mozambique.
Yeah, I did.
So jealous.
And I can't remember what I captioned it. Something silly. It was like a pun or whatever. A week and a half before, there was the cyclone in Mozambique.
Mm-hmm. Which you were fully educated on.
Which I was fully educated on before I went there.
Yeah.
Because I would not have been allowed to go there if I was not educated on it.
Yeah.
Well, if no one, you know, I wouldn't have been allowed to go there if the situation was truly dire. Where I was the border of South Africa and Mozambique, and the cyclone was 11 hours north of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just setting the scene here.
Yeah.
And someone commented on my picture, just kind of a hateful, just the messaging of it was just so hateful.
Aggressive yeah.
and unnecessarily so. And I just blocked it all together. I said, I'm not dealing with this shit. I didn't delete the picture. I changed the caption, didn't put the location, just looks girl on a beach. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And the person, you know, posted that on my comments for everyone to see and everyone to potentally like that comment, reply to that comment, join in. And then I personally messaged the girl and I said, I just want to let you know, like, please don't leave me alone on my posts. Like, mm-hmm. what I do is really none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
If I was doing something so wrong to the point where I was going to insult an entire group of people, then I promise you I'm educated enough not to put that on social media. If there's even a doubt in my mind, it's not going on social media.
Right, exactly.
Believe me.
Yeah.
And so...
Believe me, yeah.
Yeah. And so I messaged her personally, and she said, I was just trying to, you know,
make you aware,
yeah. blah, blah, blah. And I said, if you were truly trying to educate me and make me aware, you would have messaged me privately.
Right.
And said, hey, like, just some thoughts on this.
Right. Here's what people might think with this
right.
caption here. You know, like, I get the whole, you know, white Americans traveling to countries like Africa.
Sure, absolutely.
I get that. I understand where a lot of people who post pictures, especially with, like, young African kids,
yeah,
like, that can
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That can be problematic.
Yeah.
This was not the case.
No, it was not.
In any way, shape, or form.
It was literally a picture of me on the beach in Africa.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what it was. And so the comment behind it was, you know, you can't post pictures of places where people are suffering. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, okay, so I can't post pictures of anywhere in the fucking world then, because yeah. everyone's suffering everywhere.
Yeah. She jumped to the point.
Right.
She jumped to the conclusion that you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Where you were, because
right.
you're just a white girl who doesn't understand.
Right. And, you know, there are things that, yeah, I really don't fucking understand. I'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah.
But
obviously,
also, like, I promise you I educate myself on these topics. I have strong viewpoints on things.
Yeah. You don't take this lightly.
No, absolutely not. All of which I can back up with my own evidence. And I really want to talk to Elise. I want to get into political discussions with Elise. Elise is not quite ready for that yet. Understandably so. But the reason she said was because she said, I don't feel educated enough to do that.
Yeah.
Respect. If you don't feel educated enough, don't fucking say anything.
Mayor probably is. I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk about something that I don't really know much about. And that's the problem that people have, is they love to talk about things they don't know about.
Right.
They love to say shit about things they really have no idea on.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that instance was just, like, she wanted something else other than to educate you. She wanted the attention of that comment. And
of
not
canceling me.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
It just wasn't effective in any way.
No, it's never effective to cancel someone's identity unless you are a evil, evil, terrible, racist, homophobic person.
Human, right.
And there are people like that just deserve no, you know, conversation,
sympathy,
no
empathy.
Dialogue. They deserve to be shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
I completely agree that there are people like that.
Yeah.
However, most people, I believe at least, are inherently good people. And so most of it, like you said earlier, comes from misunderstanding, miscommunication,
mm-hmm.
lack of education.
Right.
All of which can be fixed in a nice way.
Yeah.
And nothing
it doesn't
is going
to be
get
nice.
Anywhere.
Like, it doesn't obviously you can be angry. Like,
in a
express,
civil way.
A civil way. You express that anger, but just question why you're doing what you're doing on social media before you post. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
That's what I did. You know how you mentioned how I use Instagram as like a positive to spread a positive message, which is also a common theme now with Instagram users.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say Twitter. Twitter's a different world.
Twitter is a different world.
But I think
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is funny. Twitter is good to waste time on.
Yeah.
Where was I going with that?
No, I know. I think where you were talking about, you were trying to use your social media for
good. Oh, yeah. That's the thing, is I think you need to realize and question why you're using your social media and what its purpose is. Like, I was just posting cute pictures with my friends. It's kind of like a diary, like our journal of our, you know, being young, which is really cool. I can't wait to show my kids these pictures of my friends and stuff like that. But I wanted to do more with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's not doing it for me. I feel like I'm wasting time if I'm not progressive with it. And I'm not, you know, I'm passionate about helping young women. So why can't I use that platform to do that? That's why social media is really good, too.
Oh,
it is free marketing. Think about that.
Yeah.
You can market yourself and do whatever you want to do and reach thousands of people and eventually get money for it. That's literally what we're trying to do with this podcast.
Yeah.
And because of platforms like Instagram, shout out, thank you. Like, we can grow and we can get an audience and we can get a following, which is really cool for free.
Yeah.
Like, you think of like music artists too. Every artist has an Instagram.
Yeah.
That's how they promote their music. That's how they promote their net, like what's coming next, then their music videos and everything. And that's how they get a following.
Mm.
Before, the labels and everything had complete control over that, and now it's a different game, you know, which
is
awesome.
Really cool. It gives people
freedom.
A lot of agency
mm-hmm.
to become the person that they want to be. And
mm-hmm.
As I'm saying this out loud, I'm thinking about all the people that don't have access to social media or Wi-Fi or live in different areas of the world.
It is a huge privilege.
It's a huge privilege. So I will acknowledge my privilege and say that we are lucky. We talk about this as if it's just
everyone has
run of the mill, because it is in the US for the most part.
And I literally said that in the beginning
of
the episode, everyone has it, but that's not true.
Yeah.
I take that back.
Yeah.
But no, definitely.
But that's the thing. It's like, we're look at us, able to like catch ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go back to the cancel culture thing for a second, because I just think
it's
terrible.
Topic.
It's toxic. And I've seen so many YouTubers get canceled for things that if a normal person did on their phone with their friends, probably wouldn't get the same type of effect. They're living under a microscope, just like a celebrity would as well. But it's
like the
just,
celebrities that have, they find like tweets from like 12 years ago.
Right. It's like, are we not allowed to change as people?
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to grow and evolve and change our viewpoints?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, my viewpoints have sure as hell changed since I was an 18-year-old.
Thank goodness.
Right. What I believed at 18, not even sure what the fuck I believed. What I maybe believed at 18, I guarantee you, is very, very different now. And that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to change from 20 to 29. I mean, it's not going to stay the same.
That's why we have this podcast.
Yeah.
Literally, I can't wait to look. Like, I can't wait when I'm 29 to look back on episodes when we're, like, our age right now.
Yeah.
And just see the growth. Like, see the real growth that's happened. It's
right.
going to be awesome.
And so I think if social media is used as a place for growth, for the opportunity to create who you want to be while also being a transparent, vulnerable, authentic human being, I think that's important here. And, you know, you don't have to do that. I guess you don't have to. I would encourage it. I think that's a really powerful thing to see on social media and a good trend that's happening now. I don't think enough people are on that bandwagon, but I think hopefully we'll get there soon. But I think it can be used as a place to track your growth as a human.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
I even look back at, like, Snap memories exist because for a reason. Like, I love looking back at what happened a year ago, 2 years ago, three years ago. Because it's like, aw, I was having fun with friends. Or, you know, I was having a good time back then. And it's good to reflect on. I think everyone should do this more. It's good to reflect on who you are as a person. What made you the person you are today? Like, who were you last year?
Where were you?
What's the growth looking like? Yeah. Are you growing at the pace you want? Or do you want to work on that? Or do you want to slow down? Are you ahead of yourself? Right. It's really important to have self-reflection instead of just pointing fingers at everyone else.
Well, and it can be an opportunity for really good self-reflection too, because I think that sometimes we forget all of the amazing things we've been able to do. For me, I know when I was going through some of my worst moments mentally, looking back on like the memories of where and who I was a year ago today was a reminder that, oh my gosh, my life is pretty amazing.
Look at that. Yeah.
I went to cool places. I've had amazing, beautiful opportunities, and I may be at this point right now, but there is something beyond this. There always is. I can get through this just like I got through it the years before to get me to that moment last year, you know?
Exactly.
So it is a really good thing if people can use it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
It's like everything.
Yeah.
I think in moderation and just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
And I do think it's a really positive thing.
And know if social media is not helping you. Like, understand, okay, maybe you said you took a break from it. I've personally never had to take a break from it because I know when to put it down, I guess. And if I'm scrolling, I'm like, okay, I'm wasting too much time on this. I want to focus, you know, on other things. And some people don't know when to put it down. Like, I know people who spend, let's talk about TikTok, first of all. I'm obsessed with TikTok, but people spend so many hours of their day watching these like stupid little videos, and they make people happy. So I'm not upset about it, but it's just like, you gotta be careful. You gotta know when it's hurting you or helping you, and you need to evaluate and take action to what is gonna help you in the long run. Because if you delete your social media and your Instagram, who cares? Like, that's your choice. I mean, that's it. You have to have control over your social media. Like, take control. Don't let it control your life.
Yeah, and also when you say who cares, like, that's so important, because I think we live in this day and age in our Western, you know, super modern world where everyone and their mother has social media accounts, and you're kind of just expected to be on social media. Like, it's very strange.
You miss out on a lot if you're not. Yeah.
Right. It's strange if someone's like, oh, you don't have an Instagram? Oh my God. Like, that's so weird. Why? And for some people, it's like, I just don't want an Instagram. Like, it's fine. But it's such an obscure, crazy thought to think of, that, you know, people feel like they have to do it because everyone else is doing it. But if it doesn't serve you in a positive way, literally just don't do it. It's fine. Yeah. If you have a phone, you're fine. You can reach the people that need to reach you. Like, it's not a necessary thing whatsoever. But I think what you said, people can sometimes be a slave to social media.
I've seen it. I see it every day.
What's also really interesting to me is, and I hope this doesn't offend you at all, but ever since you started using your social media as, like, you know, the way you use it now as a platform, seriously, as like a voice, as a message, rather than just kind of posting pictures of you or posting pictures of you with real transparent captions, I think you had mentioned like losing followers, and some people just like not liking that at all, or being like, oh, that's kind of weird. Or you said someone was like, oh, you're so like self-obsessed, blah, blah, blah. And that's like not the point at all.
At all.
The point
when
is
I get
to
that comment,
directly
I
push back on the notion that social media has to be this performative thing.
Yeah.
It's a pushback. It's to say, no, my social media is what I'm going to make it. Because
I have
it's
control
my
now.
Social media. And if you don't like it, fuck off. I mean, it's fine. You don't have to like it. But
follow me.
It
I don't
goes
care.
Along with that idea that because everyone is doing something, there's a right and a wrong way to do it. No one. one fucking, that just happened because of society. Those rules aren't put in place.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly. I think when I don't necessarily get those comments like face to face. I don't think anyone would say that to my face. But
because no one would. They'd hide behind their screen.
Exactly. That's the thing. You can hide and say anything you want on social media. And that's kind of where cancel culture comes from. But besides the point, I'm really glad we talked about that. Yeah. But people, I feel like, who don't understand what I'm doing with my social media aren't mature enough to understand what I'm doing with my social media. Like, right. That's it. Like, right. They just, they don't see the point in it, or they just don't. And I don't think that's a large majority of people, because I have gained followers who have, and I've had feedback, which is, and positive feedback from women that I'm helping them. And that's really cool to me. I don't care if one person, if I lose 10 followers, if I'm helping one. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like, you can't be obsessed with the number too. Like the amount of followers, like that's a really easy way to compare yourself to other people. Yeah. I still do it. I'm guilty. I'll go on someone's page and I'll be like, oh, they're more successful than me, more talented than me, whatever, because they have more followers. That is not the case. Silly. I don't know how they got their followers. I don't know, but I'm still the shit. No matter what. I like, the number does not mean anything. Listen. I hope I can reach as many people as I can. I hope I can. I want to have a following, obviously. We both do. We want a following with this podcast, so numbers do matter a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm done comparing myself and questioning my ability and my talent compared to other people. It's like, I know what I'm capable of. The fuck?
It's interesting because I have a decent amount of followers just for someone that's not like a famous person. But the reason why, and the sole reason why, is because I've had this same Instagram account since I was in eighth grade.
Don't
in
compare your grade. Day one to day, someone's in eighth day grade. 100. Yeah.
That just goes to show you, first of all, like, you could see that and have, there could be like just a random reasoning behind why someone has that many followers. Mm. A stroke of luck. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It literally does not mean a thing. Right. Unless you're like uber famous, and obviously it does. But the point is, don't compare yourself to people. Don't compare yourself to the amount of followers. Don't compare yourself to the amount of comments they get on their pictures. Do not compare yourself to their body type, because guarantee you, most of that probably is altered in some way. Not saying everyone is, but a vast majority is. I follow this account. I can't remember what it's called. Maybe it's like Real.
Yeah, while you're looking for that, shout out to all the women who are posting their journeys with self-love and self-body positivity and mental health. Like, thank you for your voice. Thank you. You've helped me a lot. You've taught me a lot how to do it for other women, and more people need to be real on social media and be loving and of themselves and not take it for jealousy. I think girls get really jealous of other girls, especially like that whole thing, like boys or my boyfriend liking all these pictures and stuff. Like, I understand that, but there's jealousy and hatred towards other women who are pretty or you know, posting all these fire pics. And I think there just needs to be like a yes girl, like, go off, like, instead of first thought, ugh, like, this bitch, you know, fuck that mentality. Like, it's not
jealousy.
Just love other women.
That's,
please,
empowered women empower women. That's all I'm gonna say. And that comes from yourself. That comes from a self-love journey that you need to have on your own time.
Right.
Don't fucking take it out on other people, because you don't know where they are on that journey either.
Yeah.
They may be posting a picture looking like a hot piece of ass on the beach. Good for you, girl. But they may hate who they are at that moment in time.
Right. You have no idea.
They may really be struggling.
Just give love.
So just be nice.
Please.
Because you don't know what people are going through. You just don't. There's no way to know unless you are very close to that person. And most of the people that we follow on Instagram are strangers. They're friends of friends of friends.
Right.
It's a 6 degrees of separation. It's not someone that you are. I mean, best friends I follow, of course. But like, most of the people I follow are famous influencers.
Yeah.
Because everyone follows them. You just jump on board. Anyway, what I was going to say is there's an account, I cannot find the name of it, that I followed at one point, and it was kind of like a real versus fake thing. And so it would post, it posts pictures of female or, and there's something inherently wrong with this, that it's just female influencers that they post. It should be men too. But they post pictures of female influencers that drastically alter their body with like Facetune or other editing apps versus a real picture of them being caught just living their life, walking mm-hmm. around, doing whatever. And it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's good for young people who are so quick to listen to everything those influencers say to yeah. have a reality check. Like, oh, you know, they're people too. They're people too. Like yeah. they are, you know, they have bad sides and they have faults yeah. and they yeah. have, and I have faults and that's okay. And we're, yeah. you know, it's just, that's good. I don't I don't like the exposing culture. I don't like, you know, when it's, and malintent. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when it's like, haha, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, that's different. I think that has a beneficial purpose, that yeah. page.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that page is more of malicious intent, but like.
Oh, never mind.
That's kind of the vibe I get from it. But, and so maybe there's something wrong with me for following it. But at the same time, I just don't think that these girls with millions and millions and millions of followers, a lot of them very young, should be doing that at all. I just don't think
doing what
should be altering their bodies like that.
Yeah.
And then that just becomes the norm. People think that they have to look like that. I'm like, honey, she doesn't even look like that.
Yeah.
And it's okay that she doesn't look like that. I'm not judging her for that. I'm right. judging her for the fact that she's
put on a persona on with all these followers.
Such a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
It eating disorders and shit like that. Like, it's just not healthy. There it's needs to be thing. A line that people just don't cross, but you can't create that line when it's a social media is an individualistic platform. You can't
right.
do it.
Right.
But it should be some sort of precedent. Like, there should be a precedent set there.
Yeah.
And I think people are starting to say, no, none of that.
I agree.
They call it, you see the Kardashians being called out all the time for photoshopping. And it's like, although, yeah, they shouldn't be, it's not super nice to call people out, but at the same time, it's like, it kind of is because
it's a reality.
They're the Kardashians.
You need that reality check. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have so many followers. They run the world. And
which is terrifying.
Know, it is terrifying. And
how many followers does she have? Like 170 million?
I think Kylie has like a billion.
What?
I could be wrong.
It's actually scary how much power they have. I mean, that's why, like, the amount of followers is kind of
no,
it's power.
She doesn't have a billion. She has 165 million.
But still,
followers.
That's an insane.
And she's
number.
Following 139 people. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
It's just nuts.
That is insane.
How one person. It's just one person.
See, when it's that type of like or following of that amount of followers, you do have a power. That's a superpower.
And you can use it for good or you can use it for evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I genuinely
is,
don't think
I
those.
I don't think that they use it for evil.
Yeah. Right.
I just think they need to be extra careful. Extra careful.
They have right. That's a big job. That's hard. That's
hard. A lot of responsibility.
So don't cancel the Kardashians either, okay?
No, yeah. Don't cancel anyone unless they're a terrible human being.
I don't think any of the Kardashians are actual terrible
No,
human
I
beings.
Like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I think they're cool.
I mean, I don't know them, so they could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anything anyone ever says is what's the word?
Subjective.
Subjective, yeah. Can we talk about TikTok really fast? Because I love TikTok.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
TikTok blew up. There are kids in probably every high school with like millions, thousands of followers. Like it just blows my mind every time I go on TikTok. One, it's like Vine part two, which makes me happy. And I think people our age kind of hate
Vine's
on.
Better.
But people our age kind of hate on TikTok. But think of like when Vine came out when we were in high school and like how fun it was. And like how many years after Vine was dead did we watch Vine compilations?
Still now.
Right. Still to this day. Like TikTok is that times 10. Like it's that on steroids. And I think it's really good for young kids as we like high school's hard, as we said earlier, to express who they actually are and find a group of like-minded people who are also doing the same thing. And, you know, it's also Gary Vee said this. It's like a very, what's the word? I can't think of words today. It's a very kid-like, child-like app because it's everyone just, it's like goofy dances most of the time. And it's just like one glimpse of happiness, he said. He was like, it just makes people happy. Like there's nothing really negative about TikTok yet.
Yeah.
It's mostly just young kids just having fun, goofing around, doing dances or making a funny video or, you know, it's good right now. It's all good. And I love it. I think it's a great app. It's a genius idea. It's literally Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat combined.
Yeah.
I love TikTok and so many kids are on it. So many people have it. So there's millions and kids. That's what's dangerous though, is that kids are on it all day.
Yeah.
Spend. I know college students who are spend hours on it.
I find myself when I like even open it, I like don't open it up anymore, because if I do, I like cannot stop.
I know.
It's so addicting.
It's good to do when I'm on the stepper or like doing some cardio, because it just like time goes so fast.
Yeah.
But I think TikTok is a really good thing right now. And I hope we don't have an episode in a couple months or years or whatever where we're like, man, fuck TikTok. It went downhill.
I mean, honestly, I just think social media is all kind of the same concept these days. You know, generally it's a photo app, or it's a video app, or it's as my dad calls it, the Twitter machine.
Twitter machine.
I mean, it's all kind of the same thing. It's just how you use it.
Yeah.
And it's That's just the moral. How... the people on the app know how to perceive what they're taking in.
Yeah.
And know how to interpret it.
Yeah.
If you can interpret it as, this is a highlight reel of my life and this person is just doing their thing, I'm going to support them for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they have a cool feed, then great. But awesome. If it's like, I'm going to judge this person and then I'm going to in turn judge myself because I'm not living up to this person and I'm jealous and all this, then it's unhealthy and you need to check your own boundaries.
Yeah.
No one else can do that for you.
And that becomes a pattern, and whatever you focus on during your day, it becomes your pattern and eventually becomes who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So like, watch what you're doing day to day.
Yeah.
Watch how you're using, you know, 15 minutes to check social media.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I think habits create who you are as a person.
Yeah, just catch yourself.
Yeah, so and you
don't cancel yourself.
Yeah, you have the power to control and change your thinking and stop it in its tracks.
Right,
and choose to go a different direction.
Right,
but not a lot of people always have that control or the willpower to do it. So it's really up to you how you do it.
Definitely.
Ooh,
shit.
That was good.
That was a really good.
My throat is dry.
One more point.
ASMR.
Really fast before we close out. I think it's really interesting also to look at the age differences of social media. Like my older brothers versus my younger brother and how they interact with social media. Like it is very much a young thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like Facebook is kind of like not used as much in our generation or younger generations.
Yeah.
But like my mom loves Facebook. You
Same
know, my
parents,
grandma
yeah.
loves Facebook. So it's just interesting to like see what will stick with our generation as we grow up.
Yeah.
And what will be like the next big thing. And you know, I always think about like age differences, obviously, because this is your 20s. Like I think about people who are 29 and how they interact with social media.
Mm.
And I think like older 20-year-olds still have like a very similar mindset in regards to like what's going on in the world to younger people, and they just don't have a lot of exposure to what's actually happening, maybe because they don't use social media as much as we do.
Yeah,
I could be
that's
wrong.
That's a really good point, is that like social media is educating youth in ways that is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
We're Generation Z. So Generation Z Generation Z is 1995 to now.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister, who's 25 year olds and under. I just think it's insane. The social movements, the way social media is used to organize protests.
Yeah.
I mean, political.
Powerful, yeah.
The political power of social media.
Like, look at Donald Trump on Twitter. Yeah, he's made a fool of himself on Twitter, yes, but he has used that platform as a president. Like, that's crazy to me.
It
why
is,
a president uses
crazy.
Twitter.
It is crazy.
The way that he uses Twitter, I don't know.
But I just think it can be used. I'm thinking of, like, the Black Lives Matter movement was started online.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people started to congregate and meet up in person, and look what it is today. I mean, it is literally it's massive.
Yeah.
I mean, as it should be. But I just think it's incredible the power that some of the young people have to use their resources in this way, and to not and I'm
have a
so
voice.
So tired of older generations who didn't grow up with social media being like, oh, you're just addicted to your phone, y'all don't do anything around here, blah blah blah. And it's like, okay, yeah, maybe sometimes, but the majority of it is incredibly positive.
Yeah.
And our generation has so much power and knowledge because of it.
Yeah.
Because so many young people have chose to use it the right way.
Yeah. You know what I saw?
It's incredible.
You know what I saw Instagram do? I actually posted on my story. They literally put a register to vote button, like sticker, that you can click on and go to your state and put in your... It's literally... It takes like 10 seconds to do it. Like, and... It's cool that they did this because they understand that young voters are on Instagram and they are going to see that and be more likely to just tap that because it's easy.
Like,
good job, Instagram. That made me so happy. I hope so many people clicked on that and registered to vote really quick, you know?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it seriously is. I think that the promise of social media is outweighs the pitfalls of it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I think there is a lot of work that needs to be done, and there needs to be checks and balances for sure. But for the most part, I think overall, it's an incredible, incredible thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely, it's crazy that we live. Oh yeah,
and that that's we live my TED talk.
And you know, this generation where it's so big, like it's a huge part of our lives. So it's good to talk about it. I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too.
I hope y'all enjoyed it. Enjoyed our wisdom.
Yeah.
Or if you don't agree with something we said, tell us. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk, baby.
Let's talk, baby.
Yeah. So with that being said, get in touch with us.
Always.
This is your 20s. This is your .20s.
On Instagram.
Is our Instagram. This is your _20s is our Twitter. And this is your 20s at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Good? Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning into season 2. We're rolling already.
We are rolling.
This will be number 15, episode 15, which is just so fun and so cool.
It is really cool. Pretty nuts.
Pretty nuts. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Knocking futs.
Oh. Yeah.
And with that.
And now we're leaving. Okay, ready?
Yes.
You may not have your shit figured out,
but that's okay.
This is your 20s. Bye, y'all. See you next week.